AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is ordering the military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats.
To deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump's post on social media comes after the U.S. military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil. Trump also wrote that, quote, there is to be no hesitation, while adding that the U.S. military is intensifying mine-clearing operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
Iran has not responded to either Trump's threat or this latest seizure, but Iran has insisted that it will maintain the closure on the Strait of Hormuz. Now, all this is coming as ceasefire negotiations between the United States and Iran were supposed to happen this week, but failed to materialize.
President Trump claims there is a leadership rift in Iran. A new AP NORC Center poll finds many of the groups that helped elect Donald Trump as president again 2 years ago are deeply unhappy with his performance. Warner Brothers shareholders today approved an $81 billion sale to Paramount in a mega merger. His acting attorney general says President Trump signed an order reclassifying state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. New England Patriots coach Mike Vrabel is seeking counseling and will not be with the team for day three of the NFL draft Saturday, following the publication of photos of the coach and longtime NFL reporter Diana Rossini at an Arizona resort. Vrabel spoke to reporters Monday.
We never want to be the cause of a distraction, and what I... Those are comments and questions that I've answered for the team and with the team. We'll keep those private and, to ourselves. I care deeply about this football team, and I'm excited to coach them.
Vrabel and Rossini are both married. Rossini resigned from The Athletic. This is AP News. Russian oil is flowing in the Druzhba pipeline.
Slovakia's economy minister announced the flow of Russian oil to Slovakia through the Druzhba pipeline that crosses Ukraine has resumed. The resumption of oil flow in the pipeline is a breakthrough in an issue that has caused a major diplomatic spat in Europe. The development is expected to unblock a large financial assistance package for war-ravaged Ukraine. Populist Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico welcomed the move, calling it good news. Fico thanked all those involved in solving the issue, including the European Commission and Hungary. Hungary and Slovakia were locked in a feud with Ukraine since Russian oil deliveries to Hungary and Slovakia through the pipeline were halted in January after the pipeline was damaged. I'm Karen Shemas.
A bill was introduced in the Senate to allow government food assistance programs to cover rotisserie chicken from grocery stores. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.